Assalamualaikum and welcome to the Contact Lens Podcast, initiated by the NUS Muslim Society. Here, we create short and honest episodes dedicated to making the unfamiliar familiar. Without further ado, let's get started. Right, Assalamualaikum everyone and welcome to our very special Eid episode where we have some special guests together with us. Alright, so during this season of Eid, each culture has their own set of routines and also may differ from each other. So before we begin, maybe we can define Eid and understand the significance of Eid in our Muslim community. So the word Eid comes from the word meaning return. So Eid means a specific kind of return. Days in which the previous state of prosperity of a community returns after the miseries it was facing. So in this case, maybe fasting. Alright, so Eid is a worldwide festival and a celebration for Muslims. During the calendar year, there are two Eids that are celebrated by Muslims. Eid Fitr, and also Eid Adha. So Eid Fitr is at the end of the holy month of Ramadan, in which Muslims fast for a whole month. Right, so however, how have you ever wondered how people of different cultures celebrate this festive period? What are their Eid compared to ours? Today, we will explore it from the lens of different cultures, whether it can be from local or even international communities. So joining me today, we have some special guests to share their Eid routines and experiences, and let's allow them to introduce themselves. So you can actually introduce yourself, your name, and what's your ethnic background.
Hey. Hi everyone, my name is Nasima. I am Indian, I am Singaporean, and yeah.
Yes,
yes, that's all.
Yes, yeah, good. Yes.
Assalamualaikum everyone, I'm Nuseba, I'm American, I have Indian background, and yeah.
Okay, Assalamualaikum everyone, my name is Nafal, I'm Malay and I'm Singaporean also.
Alright, so definitely we will discuss more specific types of specific routines that we have during Eid itself. So Alhamdulillah, thank you everyone, and Alhamdulillah, we have completed Ramadan and may He accept our deeds and what we have done during this holy month. So for this episode, we will be looking into three aspects of Eid. So firstly, the greetings for Eid, the attire that we wear, and also the routines on the first day or throughout the entire month of Eid. Right, so maybe some of our listeners or our viewers would like to understand where each of your ethnicity come from. So how do you actually greet each other during Eid itself? What do you say? Like,
I'll just start the ball rolling. So for Eid, we will just wish each other by greeting Selamat Hari Raya, which means happy.
Happy Hari Raya.
Happy Hari Raya. Or Eid Mubarak, Ramadan, D-O-N-E. That's a typical Instagram post. The time that I will wake up and know that today's Raya is when people start to post their OOTDs on their social media platforms. Yeah, and then when they start to show off their green packets. Okay, green packets is filled with money.
Okay.
Mostly $2 notes.
Is it?
We is don't it $2?
Inflation, but it what really?
Yeah, it's for inflation, so it'll be $3 plus. No, but on a serious note, these green packets will be given by our elders as we seek forgiveness from them, and they will in exchange for these green packets. Yeah. How about you?
For us, it's pretty simple. We just say Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. We just like hug people. All the aunties stuff, they like to hug like 3 times. Sometimes they go up to 7. You just don't know when they're stopping.
They'll hug one side, then the other side.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I think it's inspired by the.
normally it's like 3, but sometimes you just don't know when they're gonna stop.
Okay.
If you're speaking to like your Arab friends or something, you'll be like, "Hey Saeed," or
"Sorry,
Mubarak."
Sorry, what?
"Hey Saeed," so like happy Eid.
Eid
Saeed.
Eid
Saeed. Yeah. Or just Eid Mubarak.
Correct. But the hugging thing is for ladies only, or?
Of course lah.
I mean, your mahrams.
I mean, like, for your own same gender lah. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to say.
Come on.
Of course. Just end it, Ramadan. Come on.
Okay.
For sure. Maybe.
I think for me, it's a bit of a mixture of both. So I do still have, like, packets, like green packets. I still get money from my elders, but we do this thing where I give them, I kiss their hand, and I think this is a more, of a traditional thing. Like, instead of seeking for their forgiveness, it's, I touch their feet to say, oh, I'm sorry, yeah. It's, a bit, it's not, I don't know how to explain it. I feel like I have to like, yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like, it's a form of like saying sorry for something. It's like, oh, sorry. Yeah. So, generally, like in my family, we do this thing where if I accidentally like kick someone by accident, I kind of like give them a little tap and then I kiss my hand just to like, oh, sorry. So like, that's how I like say sorry. So okay. I think it's like something similar to that. Either that or like I give them a hug, you know, like, oh, Eid Mubarak. Yeah, and it's just a greeting. Yeah. So it's like a combination of both. I have never done the like saying sorry, like have a speech. I feel like a lot of my friends, they do that like on the morning of Eid. They like sit down and then they have like the sorry. Nawfal, do you do that?
Yeah, I wanted to share my like experience. So normally, so I have a big family, right? I have a family of eight. So I have six siblings, including myself and my parents. Alhamdulillah, they're still around. So we will sit in a circle and we take turns. So you will start with the oldest. So they will seek forgiveness from my mom and my dad. Then he will sit. Then we will be me. So I'll be my dad, my brother. Then I'll sit. Then my third brother, so on and so forth. So that's it's like a round robin, is it?
Yeah.
how are these things described to the
relay?
It's like a relay. It's like a relay. So once if. So, yeah, but of course, the tradition is, if you're working, yes, then you will be the one giving the green packet.
Yeah.
Saiba, do you have any such
routine? We don't do that.
You don't do that?
Yeah, I mean, we have Eidi, which is like the Eid packets, but it's not like, it's not like a guarantee. We do like gifts and like money, I guess, for Eid gifts. And I don't know what other families are like, but our family, it's for the most part, if you're married, you give. If you're not married, you get.
That's a reasonable rule.
True. Actually, it's interesting because this act of asking for forgiveness is not really a necessity. But I think during Eid itself, a lot of people come together. I mean, like relatives from long distance or from other states, for example, if you're not from Singapore, you come together. And then it's a good chance to ask for forgiveness. I think before this, in the month of Ramadan, we would like to ask forgiveness from him for our own sins. So it's an opportunity for us to, you know, ask forgiveness from those around us. So I think it's interesting for in terms of greeting and also in terms of asking forgiveness. Then for your attire, you guys are dressed for Eid itself.
Let's address
that. Alright, so let's address
the elephant in the room.
My bright.
By the brightness.
Yes. So maybe you'd like to share more about what's the attire you're wearing, what's the significance.
Fit check.
OOTD
OOTD.
Voice version.
OOTD in voice version. So normally on the day of Eid, my family would wear whatever, I guess whatever we want. Like, it depends like what we're feeling that year. And I think like I'm very grateful because in Singapore, like, I can buy different types of clothes. But normally when I was younger and like now, I wear like a salwar kameez. So that means like so I think it translates to like pants and a shirt. Essentially, it's like a suit of like a loose pants and then like a long shirt. Some people know it as the Punjabi suit. Some people know it as churidar. Churidar is the kind of pants that you wear. It's like different names for it, definitely, but they all look kind of similar.
Is there a specific color you guys usually do?
No, so like I don't match with my family. Whatever you want to wear, you wear. So like some years it's like my sisters and I would wear like the Arab kaftan.
Oh, nice.
Because we're feeling it, or like it's trendy that year. And then like one of the years we like tried to wear baju kurung. So it just depends on our mood. We don't ever match in terms of like colors or styles.
Understand. Is there any experiences for that? What do you usually wear during Eid itself?
So I didn't say this disclaimer at the beginning, but basically my experience is one of many different types of experiences in the United States. I have Indian Pakistani background, but there's like very historic like African American population, Arab population, like there's a lot of different ethnic backgrounds, and the US, like the American Islamic experience is very different depending on your ethnic background, depending on which community you're in, even which region you're in. So I'm from Michigan, so I have the Midwestern Muslim experience. But if I drive even 5 hours to like Chicago, it's a very different experience. But that all being said, like, okay, my family, we're Desi, we're Indian Pakistani, so we wear a lot of Indian Pakistani clothes. Shalwar kameez, we'll wear like shararas, gararas, whatever it is.
Shararas and gararas.
Yeah, yeah, yes. We go all out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Shararas and gararas, everything. A lot of our friends, they wear just like regular dresses. I wore just like a regular, like a summer dress the other year. My sister wore like a Palestinian thobe one year. Like, it changes depending on who's deciding who's gonna wear what. But yeah, I was really surprised when I found out that here, like, people match, like, their families. Like, for us, like, if you show up to Itzala and, like, people are matching, everyone's like, oh, like, that's really cool, but it's just unexpected.
Oh, okay. So maybe, Alpha, do you have anything to add on to that, the matching point of view?
Oh, I think yeah. it just builds that family spirit.
Yeah, so what do you wear?
What do you wear? Do you just wear our normal baju kurung? Okay. But what I'm wearing is the kurta with formal pants and a songkok. On normal years, on Eid, we will wear baju kurung with kain samping and songkok. Yeah, so all of us will wear. The guy is very easy to coordinate because all of us have the same pair of clothes, all same color, so design, everything is all the same. And the songkok.
Do you have any, like, are all your siblings guys?
Yeah, all of my siblings are all boys, so it's very easy.
Oh, wow, that
so
works.
There's only one queen bee.
So what does she normally wear?
What does she wear? I do not know. Okay, this is called baju kurung or baju Melayu. For the females, I think it's called
baju kurung.
Baju kurung.
Yeah, it's also called baju kurung. Yeah, so I guess just baju kurung. Yeah, but she will try her best to make herself stand out. By maybe wearing
as she should.
True. Yeah, exactly. Then, okay, then that's for the entire part of it, right? So I think you brought up something interesting, which is called the Midwestern experience. Whoa. In Eid. So maybe some of us maybe haven't been to the US or haven't been to the Midwest. Actually, where is that? Okay, Michigan around there. Yeah. So maybe you'd like to share more about what's the Midwestern experience for Eid there. How's the environment like when on the first day of Eid when you go to the malls, etc.? So what's the normal routine, for example?
It's like, okay, so I've only ever lived in the Midwest, so I can't really speak to others. But I know, so I have a lot of family in Chicago. So we know that if anyone's spending Eid in Chicago, they have to like dress like they're going for a wedding. Like they have to bling out.
In Chicago?
Yeah, for Eid in Chicago. But then when they come here to like where I live, it's just like, okay, you can tone it down. Like, no one's, like, judging you if your, like, Eid outfit is, like, three seasons out of style or whatever. Like, from the Indian clothes.
Okay.
I don't know why, but that's an actual conversation I've had.
Legit.
Yeah, straight up.
Like, people have to really style up in trend.
This is specifically the Indo-Pak masjids in Chicago. Not all the masjids are like that. Mm. But, like, within my family, if you're spending Eid in Chicago, you have to go all out.
So what does going all out look like?
Yeah.
If you've seen a picture of an Indian bride.
Seriously.
Serious.
Time for me to move to Chicago.
You know, like, people don't do all the jewelry. No, people don't do all the jewelry. But like, okay, there's like a 7-layer necklace. Like, I will wear that for Eid. Like, even in Canton, or like in Michigan, I will fully wear that on Eid.
So you expect them to stay in debt for the entire day?
Or? Yeah. Ooh. Oh, okay, actually, I get very frustrated about this, but the guys, they don't have to dress us, like, crazy, and when we go for, like, events, the guys always take their shirts off, and they have, like, a normal, like, just a white t-shirt under, and they're just walking around in, like, basketball shoes and that, playing basketball, and then all of us are just sitting there, all nicely dressed up.
Wow.
Oh,
sorry, this is really bad for the podcast.
No, it's
fine.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, no, but, okay, Midwestern experience, I don't know, we have, like, our masjid is big, it's very big, but it's not big enough to hold everyone. So we actually don't pray at the masjid for Eid Salah. Mm. We have this giant banquet hall that we rent out, and it's like ginormous, like convention center, and we pray there. Wow. And then like because of COVID, we couldn't do it inside.
Mm.
So we had this giant park. It was like a couple of like football fields, basically, and we just prayed there.
Mm.
So like spaced out.
Spaced out.
Yeah, spaced out. Even when restrictions were lifted, we were still praying there, not like spaced out. But then this year, because like our seasons change, right? So like this year, they went back to the convention center because it's too cold to do it outdoors.
Right.
Wow, seasons.
Seasons. Yeah. We totally forgot about that. Like, Singaporeans. We just forgot there are seasons. Oh my.
Our seasons are rain, shine. Rain.
So does your outfits change based on seasons?
Yes. Oh my gosh, I had this conversation the other day with my sisters.
Oh, so cool.
We were complaining to our parents. We're like, you made us look so ugly when we were younger in winter for Eid. Because we'd wear our outfits, we'd have like these ugly turtlenecks under. And they're like, well, we don't want you to get cold, so.
Yeah, actually something that most of us forget when we are living in Singapore. Yeah. There are seasons overseas. So when it changes as well when the seasons come in.
Sorry, one more thing. Like some people, like some places, they go all out with where they do Itzala too. So like if you go to New York, even like Boston, they'll rent out stadiums and Itzala will be in like the giant professional, whatever, like football, baseball, like stadium.
But they do still do use the masjid too. The masjid.
Yeah, it's just usually the masjid can't hold enough people.
Understand. How's the routine like? Maybe anyone of you on the first day of Eid, maybe like what do you do when you wake up? Like no doing Eid itself, talking about, you know.
Oh, I guess it's the most. So we will just have our perform our Eid Salah. But my mom will follow us. But most of the time it's always my brother and I and my father and both my parents. Yeah, but. You know, last time my mom will be at home, taking care of my little siblings. But now, I think recently she's been following us to the masjid. And there's two sessions. So if we missed and we didn't manage to find a spot in the first session, we can go for the second one, which is in the later part of the morning, which is I think 11, is it? Or 10?
I'm a neutral party, brother.
Oh, neutral party. Yeah. Yeah, so we will perform our prayers. Then again, the round robin will begin.
Okay. Right, when you get home.
Yeah, when we get home, so we start to dress up with a songkok and everything. So, before we were like iron our clothes and everything, and make sure we look nice, presentable in front of parents and in front of our siblings. Then, seek forgiveness, then we head out to visit our grandparents, our close relatives. Yeah,
so this is all relatives. After Eid prayer?
Yes, it's all after.
So, what do you wear to Eid?
Yeah. Sorry again.
Yeah?
No, go ahead. So, just to share, it's Eid prayer. And go back home, ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Then eat.
No, we go straight to
Friday's house. Okay. Anyone else?
Wait. Yeah. So like, you wear what you wear to eat Salah is not what you wear.
No, it's not. Yeah, because I guess it's how do I say, like if like that'll be your first time wearing it when you seek forgiveness from your parents. But to Salah you can actually wear normal like kurtas or like jubas or whatever. It doesn't have to be baju kurung.
Yeah. And for yourself, I mean, like, since you asked the question, it means that you wear that attire from
Eid
all the way.
So, okay, my family, we start Eid the night before, right? Because, like, you see the moon, you're like, oh, great, Eid. We actually, like, my family, we spend the night with my aunt's family. We do, like, a big sleepover, basically. We exchange gifts.
So nice.
Yeah, we do a star together. We exchange gifts. And then all the cousins just kind of stay up talking. But like we go to sleep and then in the morning we get up, we get ready. We usually just stay up after Fajr and we like shower, get ready. We take all of our Eid pictures and then we head out for Eid Salah.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there we'll like go for brunch, go like house hopping, like for open houses, like friends and family. But like the actual Eid Salah part, it's not just Eid Salah. Because like that's when we go and we see everyone from everywhere. People will be coming from out of town or just from across the city. And like everyone's gathered together. Our masjid specifically, like after Salah, everyone's talking. But then they also have like food trucks and like activities. So like for the kids, there'll be like inflatables. And everyone's just hanging out there.
Oh, so vibe.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Wow. It's like a whole vibe. Like everyone, like the whole family goes.
Really community vibes.
Actually. Yeah.
So the night before the actual day, you guys actually really gather together.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, okay, so like you said that you guys go like see your relatives and everything. Mm-hmm. For us, like, we go and we do like Salah. That's when we see some of the relatives. But then after like the friends and the family, then we usually have like a separate family gathering in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, the whole day we're wearing like our everything.
Okay.
Wow.
Nice for yourself.
I guess. Eid is always, I guess the night before as well as a bit of the day. I mean, the whole day after, but the night, like right after iftar, it's like my family would eat ketupat.
Oh,
and, like, the night, so my aunt would send over ketupat and like all the Malay dishes. Like on the last night of Ramadan, like right after iftar, that's what we eat. And so like I always get to eat ketupat really early, and then like after that it's like we recite the takbir together sometimes. Like one of the years I remember I recited takbir with my family, and that was really nice. And then yeah, it's like go to sleep because you have to wake up early next morning to like get ready. Usually in my family, like the guys would go for Eid prayers. Like the women tend to stay at home. Yeah. So I always wake up the latest in my family, and that's really dangerous because I take the longest to get ready for Eid.
That's the
nice. It's like I have to do my hair, my makeup, and like, yeah. So everyone usually comes over to my house because my grandma lived with us. So I think that's what would happen this year as well, because my grand aunt is with us this year. Yeah, so like it's like wake up and then get ready, and then I hear everyone like coming into my house, but I'm not ready yet, so I don't go out of my room.
I understand.
So like I make sure I'm like in my new clothes and I'm like ready before I like go and like say hi to everyone, and then we go and eat biryani, and like that is like amazing. Like I have to eat biryani with like carbonated drinks during Eid. Like it has to be like iced carbonated drinks, like only with my biryani. Yeah, it's like a mutton biryani, carbonated drinks, and then
I mean after 1 month never.
No,
yeah,
like, during the day.
Do it during Ramadan.
That's the thing. How is it?
Yeah, so it's like my mom makes dum biryani, and we would eat that on the first day. And so like everyone comes over, eats biryani, and then we take pictures, and then my immediate family would go over to my dad's side, so like my paternal grandmother's side, and then the cycle would sort of repeat, like go over, say hi to everyone, eat, yeah, like say hi, I guess, yeah, and then back at home, all of my cousins would be in my house, and then they would be taking their fat midday eat nap. Yeah. So like I know they're napping because I come back and then they're like, do you want to take pictures? And then that's when like, you know, the fit check starts and then we take more pictures. Yeah, and then everyone kind of goes home at the end of the
day.
After our second round of biryani and carbonated drinks, like, yeah.
So wait, so you meet everyone in let's say it's your place with your
grand aunt. Yeah.
Yeah, but you mentioned some people will go out.
Yep, so basically my direct family would go out to visit my paternal grandparents, like my grandmother, while the rest might kind of stay there, or they might also visit like two of my other grand aunts. So typically like the first day is just minimal visiting, like we visit a maximum of like two or three houses. Just like the most important, like the eldest people in our family, that kind of thing. Yeah, and I think like the entire month we don't really visit a lot. I feel I feel like I don't spend my weekends of Shawwal visiting as much. Yeah, maybe just like one designated day to meet my mom's siblings. Yeah,
I understand. So I mean, like, since you brought up food and you brought up visiting, now I'd like to share anything about that aspect. So, what do you guys normally eat? What does your community normally eat? And how often you guys visit each other during shower itself?
All weekends.
How long is this process?
Question, how long?
Since we fasted for 1 month, it's only fair to be rewarded. My mom is
okay.
Obviously, but truth be told, it's only from Friday all the way to Sunday. Because those are the days where most of them are at home. Yeah, so for us to visit. But of course, yes, we'll start off with our closest relatives. Then we'll go with our distant relatives. So maybe my dad's cousins, my mom's cousins. But most important is our direct. So our aunts, aunties and uncles. The fat type of food. Oh, inshallah. I'm just imagining the food that we're eating. It's all the Malay, Indian, all types of cuisines. Doesn't everything just looks scrumptious lah at first glance?
What are some examples?
The ketupat is one. Rendang is a must-have.
Can you explain ketupat?
Ketupat is, it's like a crisscross.
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
It's like a hashtag.
Basically, the ketupat is like rice that's wrapped in what leaf is it?
Pandan,
pandan,
right?
Leaves. Pandan. Yeah, and then they're steamed, right? So yes. Like the rice kind of expands into this diamond shaped pandan thing. Okay. Yeah. What were we talking about?
Ketupat.
Ketupat, yes. Hashtag, yes.
So, ketupat hashtags. Yeah, I was saying there's a plethora of choices of food. So, some examples would be ketupat, rendang, ayam masak merah, sambal tumis, what else we have? Nasi biryani, satay. Yeah, so there's always this like widespread of food, and it's like a potluck kind of thing where our aunties, uncles, and my grandfather will cook for us.
Wow, yeah. Your grandfather would
cook. Yeah, my grandfather
would
still.
What's his specialty?
Roti kirai and nasi biryani.
Wow.
Have you had roti kirai before?
Yeah.
The yellow color one.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, roti kirai and nasi biryani.
Yeah,
like,
there's two very different
things. Yeah.
Two different types of food, yes. And he specializes in those two dishes. So,
so
grateful.
Cute.
Yeah, grateful for. Yeah. How about you? What are the type of food that you eat?
Okay, it completely depends on whose place you're going to. If you're going to an Arab house, then you're going to be eating Arab food.
Oh, nice.
Like a lot of kebabs, rice, hummus, tabbouleh, fattoush, like all of that. If you're going to a desi place, you're going to be eating biryani, you're going to be eating different like chicken salads, or even like beef, lamb, mutton, I don't know, all of the above salads. At Hyderabadi's, which is like where my family's from in India, we have sheer korma. I don't know how to describe it. Shawarma. Like a
shahi korma, right?
Sheer korma.
Sheer korma?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's different. But it's like a sweetened milk soup type thing.
Wait,
with vermicelli.
What's inside?
Sweet. Vermicelli.
Is it like noodles?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's same, yeah. Okay, my family calls it same,
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
My Pakistani side, that's what it,
yeah,
they call it.
Okay, so basically what it is, it's like, it's a bit like pasta.
No!
No, wait, what's the texture of yours? I feel like
it's
my
like
family
soupy.
Uses like, no, as in like the noodle part of it, like the samia.
It's a
noodle-y. It's like
noodle.
It's
not
yeah,
dessert,
it's
right?
Part. It's
a dessert.
Yeah.
It's...
No kunafa.
It's
no,
like
no.
Sweetened milk.
We do, we actually have a lot of kunafa because we live near
favorite.
A lot of Arabs.
Oh, wow.
Bro, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
For example,
kunafa?
We have some of the best kunafa places.
Oh.
From everywhere, like in Michigan, oh, we have the best kunafa.
Kunafa.
That's so cute. I don't know how to explain this. I think it's like a, it's a bit like,
what's the name
sweet
again?
Soup.
Yeah. Sheer korma or savia.
Yeah,
we're not describing it well, but if you're listening, search it out.
And if you know
just
it, like,
it
you can
tag us on our DM. Let us know what it looks like.
It's like, the milk is sweetened with like sugar and like cardamom. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes they like sweeten it with dates.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good.
And then like the noodle texture is like, okay, my family uses like the thin angel hair pasta.
Oh, not vermicelli?
Vermicelli is rice noodle? No, it's not
it's
rice noodle.
It's the brown one.
The brown one. Yeah, then I think we probably use
really
the same
smell.
One.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know what my family uses, but I get what you mean. It's like, yeah. I don't know if it's the same as payasam.
I don't know what that is.
Might be naming things wrongly.
Naming things even, yeah.
But if you are listening and you know the names of things, please tell us.
Let's move on.
Thank Get you.
Oh wait, I want to make one more point. You guys keep talking about like, oh, for a whole month you guys visiting everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
For us, like, you
is
like
different?
One day.
It's
like you jam-pack everything
but
in that one
like,
day.
But what if like living out of state or
how?
Then it's not called Eid visiting, it's just visiting after Eid.
Mm.
Wow.
If it's like a random Wednesday or something, because you can't take the whole, I don't know, a couple days off or something like that. Like, some people will just do, like, that following weekend will be, like, open houses and visiting. But,
okay,
like, for the most part, everything's day of.
Oh,
that's nice. So
please continue.
I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Okay, I understand. So people come from different states, but, I mean, they have the open house concept. Like, just that they have to travel, fly in, etc.
Well, not everyone, like, travels, because it's, like, country's giant, right?
Yeah.
So it's like if Eid's on like a Saturday, then you know, okay, more people might be traveling, like coming into town or something. But if not, like people just do Eid where they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So before we wrap everything up,
okay.
There's one last point, because US is pretty big, like you mentioned, all the states are humongous and people need to travel. So the question is, let's say everyone decides to meet for a very for the weekend or whatever. which house do you go to?
Depends on the family.
Okay, maybe for your own family. Has that any happened before?
Okay, no, not for Eid, unfortunately.
Not for Eid. Okay.
Usually we just have like a separate week in the summer that everyone gets together.
Okay. But and then still, everyone knows it's for Eid or coming together to celebrate.
Or is it separate?
Or just
it's
separate?
Just completely separate. Oh, cool. If Eid collides, it collides. If not, it is what it is.
It is.
Something we need
it
to
It cannot be an
to.
Eid episode without us mentioning that, right?
True. Yay. So, anyone else want to ask each other about?
How about yours? The food that, the type of food that you have?
Or in general, any like special thing that your family does?
Special thing that my family does? Not really. Like something that's unique to us? No. No, I think in terms of like special foods. Oh, okay. So every time I go to one of my aunt's houses, we always request that she makes pizza because she makes homemade pizza.
Whoa,
so it's always like
delicious.
If I go to your house, she's like, "What do you guys want?" And everyone's like, "Pizza."
Pizza.
Yeah. So like we all get like easily like bored of like eating. I guess like you eat almost the same things if you go to like different people's houses. It's not that. I think like even if I ate the same thing every day, I would still eat it. But like specifically her house, I would ask for her pizza. Mm. Yeah. So it's like, I think my family does this thing where it's like, we all look forward to the biryani on the first day. So that's like enough for us, you know, like Eid is just like, just that biryani. And like if we go to this one grand aunt's house, we call her the green drink grand aunt because like there's this
FNN
green
drink. Oh, that's the best.
So that staple for like Eid in Singapore because like it's like FNN. Every time it's Eid, you know it's Eid when your fridge is like stocked with the green drink. And like if you have not tried the green drink, like you should try it. Yeah,
I need to try
like
it.
We'll give it to you. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like a fruit mixture.
This is difficult to explain what it tastes.
It's just
like
a very sweet carbonated drink by FNN. Yeah, it's like a local brand. Not local, is it local?
It is. FNN
it's
is
oh,
local
it's local? Is it?
I think so.
Okay, we don't know if it's local, but it's like all the carbonated drinks for Eid are like FNN bottles.
Yeah,
in my house.
They're advertised, like, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else you want to ask, Sarah? Okay, so Alhamdulillah, thank you all for making time today. I think all of us appreciate each other's culture, or maybe our listeners also appreciate other cultures that we experience here in Singapore, and also other cultures maybe outside of Singapore itself. So it's amazing how Islam has so many different cultures, but all with the same Islamic perspective and roots. Alright, so we understand from the Quran, Surah 49, verse 13, which means, O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female, and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. So maybe we can understand that there are different traditions or cultures from different parts of the world or even in a specific country. However, we all have our own unique way to celebrate Eid itself. And importantly, is they're all rooted with Islamic roots. Alright? So maybe it's a time where Muslims from every part of the world, regardless of their race, colour, ethnicity, ethnic background, come together, each in their unique style and tradition to celebrate this marvelous Islamic holiday. So it's beautiful how even with cultural differences, we are still rooted through our religion itself. Alright, so with that, we have come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting us. We hope that we have provided you with some context and that you have learned as much as we have. If you like this episode, please follow us on Spotify, Instagram at contactlens.mp3 and share it with your family and friends. We are also open to any questions, suggestions, or even your thoughts. Just drop us a DM on Instagram and we'll be happy to see things from your lens. So on behalf of everyone here, with that, thank you, and until we meet again.
Assalamualaikum.